It's still an open season on the ice of Lake Winnebago, but anglers had to enter a lottery for a chance to spear fish on Lakes Poygan, Butamore, and Winneconne. Sturgeon biologist Ron Brooks says there were nearly 3,000 entries and just 500 licenses were granted.
It's rather historic, really, because it's the first time in Wisconsin history that our agency has used a lottery to control the harvest of a fishery. We've used lotteries for game animals, but we've never used it for fish before.
As a trade-off, a sturgeon season will be held every year on the upriver lakes. In the past, that season was held once every 5 years. Brooks says the move to a lottery was made because of the risk of over-harvesting. And even though it means fewer fishermen get a shot at a sturgeon, Brooks says the lottery is generally supported.
The recommendation was put together jointly by the Citizens Advisory Committee that we have for sturgeon management and the DNR, and there's a lot of ownership in it. The original proposal actually was forwarded to us by the sportsmen's clubs up around Lake Poygan.
This week's cold snap came at a good time. Brooks says it's helped shore up the ice on the upriver lakes and Lake Winnebago. He says ice in most areas is 8 inches thick. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.